If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Do you remember when everyone from the FBI to the Department of Homeland Security to the World Economic Forum all singing off the same chorus, the same sheet of music, warned us about the coming cyber pandemic? A cyber pandemic that would be worse than the COVID pandemic by far?
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
If it was just creepy Klaus Schwab, then head of the World Economic Forum, making that warning, that would be one thing, but...
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Chinese hackers are targeting the U.S. with potentially damaging cyber attacks.
There has been far too little public focus on the fact that PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation systems. China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities.
Uh-huh. If you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you know I'm obsessed with this because I noticed a pattern once the Biden administration began. Every quarter, like clockwork, the head of the FBI and occasionally the head of the Department of Homeland Security, but it was always one of them, came out and warned that the internet would go down in a catastrophic cyber attack, potentially even taking the grid with it. In other scenarios, the grid goes down and there's a cyber attack that also includes parts or all of the internet. Food delivery grinds to a halt because, as we know, that's all digital. Energy supplies cease movement. It's basically one massive disaster. And it's almost like they put a timer. You ever set an alarm on your cell phone to go off once a quarter to scare the tar out of the public with this scenario? Now, in this scenario, in the beginning of the Biden administration, it was usually Russia that takes us down in the cyber attack. It's kind of interesting, though. The last several quarters, it's really become more China or Iran that's going to do it. But the language they use freaks me out because it's the language of inevitability. Not we're working to stop this. We hope to contain this. We hope this never happens, but we want to warn you. No, it's just it's going to happen. The only thing they don't have is the date. And again, the actor changes from time to time. But the fact that it's going down, yeah. Well, a funny thing happened a year ago in December. A thing you also know about if you listen to this podcast. Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, stepped up these warnings. to an average of, by my count, about 3 times a month. And it's always some version of the cyber pandemic, as the World Economic Forum called it. The grid and the internet going down due to some kind of hacking from either Russia, China, or Iran. Ray emphasizes it every time he testifies before Congress. But there's never a solution offered, only an inevitability. It's coming and we just have to accept it, is usually how he describes it. It's that same freaky inevitability the World Economic Forum describes it with too. I take the pronouncements by the World Economic Forum about the coming cyber pandemic very seriously, because they've got a good track record with me. Do you realize in the year before the COVID pandemic, they were running tabletop exercises about a COVID pandemic? Yes, they actually called it COVID. And every detail of it ended up being accurate, except one. In their tabletop exercise, it came from a wet market in South America. Everything else was exactly the same. The lockdowns, the social distancing, all the things that the World Economic Forum both practiced for and recommended. By the way, World Economic Forum, if you look it up, all the world's top leaders have either graduated from their training academies or take part in their extremely exclusive once a year event. Well, not all of them, just the neocons and the globalists, people like Nikki Haley. Anyway, here's what you need to know. Back in 2023, the World Economic Forum announced that a cyber pandemic was coming. They even reported in an article on their site that the vast majority of business leaders, 86%, they claim, believe such an event is possible. Now, here's what gets really weird. In the World Economic Forum's discussions of this cyber event and in the tabletop exercises they've done, there's one oddly specific thing: the time frame. It will occur within 2 years, they say. That's a really strange thing to know, but somehow they know it, and they don't say how. It's very weirdly reminiscent, to me at least, of how they knew COVID was coming, and then it did. Now, here's where this gets very interesting. What was the date the two-year period was announced? January 19th, 2023. Wait, when will Donald Trump be sworn in? January 20th, 2025. Almost the exact end of the two-year period to the day. January 20th is always the day we swear in new presidents or returning presidents coming back for their second term. Now, don't misunderstand, I'm not forecasting anything here. I'm just saying we have a little over 30 days left in this so-called two-year period in which the cyber pandemic was supposed to go down. And since we've been tracking it here, I thought I'd let you know I'm going to feel a hell of a lot better once Trump is safely sworn in. Because January 20th will end the two-year period during which the cyber pandemic was predicted to occur. Predicted, at least, by the World Economic Forum. The FBI didn't really put a date on it, only that it was imminent and incoming. Oddly, a lot of these themes, and I've done a podcast on this, I'll put the link to it in the description for this podcast. Oddly, a lot of these themes were also echoed in the movie Obama personally produced for Netflix called Leave the World Behind, which a strange unknown attack attributed to either China, Russia, or Iran brought down the United States of America, its grid, and all means of communication to the point where planes fell out of the sky and ships lost their digital navigation systems and crashed into each other and the shore. This kind of scary timeline, all of which I hope to move beyond very quickly without incident, of course, was front of mind when these drones started appearing. Even weirder, and I'm talking freak show weird, was John Kirby, co-spokesperson for the White House, all of his denials that any of this is going on last week when he said that, you know, they'd looked into these drone incidents, and they couldn't confirm a single one. Most of them were just airplanes. Nothing to see here. Well, that was on Thursday. And after that, within 24 hours, the hysteria seemed to begin. Not from random New York and New Jersey residents seeing things, but from more credible sources, like the Democrat governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. Hochul was pissed that Stewart International Airport, New York, had to be shut down Friday night after drones plagued the skies over the airport. And she demanded that Fed step in, quote, "This has gone too far," she said, unquote. The largest utility in the state of New Jersey demanded the FAA help after it saw drones over its nuclear sites. Again, within 48 hours of Kirby claiming nothing is going on. This is Fox News.
Well, New Jersey officials are reporting that drones appeared above two nuclear power plants in the state. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, he represents a district, one of them, saying, quote, recent reports from officials indicate that the drones have been hovering near critical infrastructure, including the PSEG nuclear power plant in Salem County, where two drones, approximately the size of small SUVs, were observed flying in close proximity. In response to this potential threat, PSEG has requested airspace restrictions. Is that enough? Who could be doing this and why?
Again, these aren't the little hobbyist drones that you could buy right now on Amazon that we've all gotten used to seeing. These are drones the size of SUVs to the size of garages. Hobbyists can't legally purchase those commercially. They don't even sell them. The only people who have them are commercial concerns who have contracts with the government, and then maybe a hobbyist who built one themselves in their garage, but he didn't order it. He would have had to assemble it himself or foreign government. That's it. Almost as if to spite Kirby and the federal government, we got this headline in the UK Daily Mail. Police heat map shows shocking scale of drone activity in New Jersey County as mystery deepens. A whopping 964 incidents have been logged in New Jersey since the first sighting on November 19th. That's according to statistics collected by the state's Office of Emergency Management and shared with the New York Post. And officials in Monmouth County, where there have been 63 sightings over the time period, shared the heat map showing where the unmanned aircraft appear to be circulating. And Monmouth is, of course, the home to the Naval Weapons Station Earl. It's a Navy base. Now, here's the weird thing about New Jersey. Back in 2013, it was chosen by the FAA as a federal military drone test site. And in 2013, it was estimated by the local New Jersey media that the contract for it would eventually be worth billions of dollars. So seeing a lot of drones in New Jersey may be explainable, I guess, by that. But here's the problem. Headline. Drones force airspace blockage for multiple hours at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base on Friday night. Wait, where's Wright-Patterson Air Force Base? Not New Jersey. It's in Ohio. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base confirmed the closure of their airspace Friday night due to drones in the area. They say they don't know where these drones came from. Bob Perdaman, chief of public affairs, said the airspace was blocked for around 4 hours late Friday night and into Saturday. Again, less than 48 hours after John Kirby insisted none of this is happening and there have been no credible reports. Again, those are just a small sampling of other reports out there. I could keep going for another 10 minutes if you want, but you get the point. The thing that kind of freaks me out is how all this is coming together. Again, I'm not predicting anything. More like telling you I'm going to feel a lot better when we get to the safe side of January 20th, a little over 30 days from now. But what I am saying is if you were going to do a cyber attack, whoever you are, these drones would be a great cover for it. First, we saw the drones, then we were under attack. Oh, now look, there goes the internet. It went down, which, by the way, according to the World Economic Forum, when the internet goes down in this cyber pandemic, that's actually not a catastrophe, according to them. No. It's a glorious opportunity for the Great Reset, where they can just kind of remake society and then turn it all back on with guardrails to make sure it doesn't happen again, including digital internet ID that you cannot enter the internet without. Whatever the case, keep a close eye on these drones. Something's up with this. And I'm sure, like me, you'll breathe a sigh of relief when J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are safely sworn in alive and well on January 20th.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.